Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach you your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people or talk to
old people.
It would make a
another amazing week. The kids are out of school. Welcome to First Lady's Blog Talk Radio. I tell you, I am on fire. You know, there's parts of our life that we share every single week. We share the good, the bad, the ugly, and we try to be totally transparent that we can help someone else. Good morning. This is First Lady's Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suzlyn McDonald. I am coming to you from amazing, sunny, hot Las Vegas, Nevada. But you know what? In the midst of the heat, I thank God for giving me a drink of water in the desert. I thank you, Lord. If you'd like to call in, our number here is area code 347-324-5730. Again, that number is area code 347-324-5730. And as I said, I want, you know, we always do a little bit of housework before we start. And our housework usually begins with get a cup of coffee, get some tea, some water, whatever makes you relax. I don't want you to be relaxed today. I actually want you to put your hands on your knee, lean forward, and be prepared, because what we're talking about today is let's heal the marriage and we'll heal a nation. Again, let's heal the marriage and we'll heal a nation. Thank God for our president, President Obama and Lady Michelle. They are back to the beginning and they are taking us back to the reality of what marriage is about and what how to restabilize the world, the nation, the country. Let's start with America. Let's start at home. And how it can make a difference. I always put tags in, and for those of you that didn't look at the tags, over the weekend I was actually replanting some of my flowers and my orchids in the house. And while I was doing that, I went ahead and went on YouTube. You know, YouTube has a lot of your answers, especially when dealing with my orchids. And the crazy thing was, I learned something that I'd like to incorporate in the show today. But before I do that, I want to go ahead, and as I said, we're talking about let's heal the marriage and we'll heal a nation. I'm going to go ahead and bring in my co-host. I can't wait. She is my other leg and my other arm. Good morning, Lady Kathy. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Lady Susie. I am well. It is like you said, very hot.
Oh, yeah.
It's sunny Las Vegas right now, so... But it's to be expected. We live in the desert and in summertime. So
yeah,
we
yeah.
are just doing what we need to do to stay cool.
Exactly.
How are you doing?
Yeah. I'm amazing. I'm doing well. Like I said, I was, you know, I sat up and I was letting God lead me on what the show was about. And the show is about let's heal the marriage and we'll heal a nation. But I was talking about how while I was transplanting some of my plants last night, I got a full revelation, especially when I went to YouTube or when it came to the orchids, because I thought they were so dainty, but they're not. And it was showing how that, you know, you remove the soil from around the plant. that soil is considered royal. And then you look at it, you really look at the bottom of the plant. And on the plant that he was showing us is how to be able to look and see when the roots are dead. And how you take your hands, and just from the touch of your hands, on any root of anything that you can pull away, to actually pull it away. And he showed how you can detect that the roots are dead. And, you know, usually we think if the roots are dead that the plant's going to die. You know, just throw it away, it's done. But he actually showed how you take them and you rub your fingers against them. And the ones that come off are the dead ones, even for the little pieces of brown that's left on there. But if there's one inkling of a fluid in there and it has a teeny bit of green, it's a healthy plant. And that blew my mind. And then he showed how he and his wife both put his hands into the soil. Before they put the hands in the soil and turned the soil over. But then he turned around and they both took the roots of that and opened them up and put the plant into the soil. But even in putting some of the plant down in the soil, there were roots that need to sit outside of the soil and supply fluid into the new soil, the new roots. And I sat there and I watched it, and then God started to give me information. And he was showing that when you replant, even though there are marriages that have gone through issues, but when you replant, one set of hands can remove the dead roots. But with two sets of hands going in and pushing back the soil, putting in the healthy root, how it can heal the whole plant. And that's what I'm using today as part of our show. Again, let's heal the marriage and we'll heal a nation. And I see we have other callers, but I wanted to kind of jump in with you first. What do you feel about that? Let's heal the marriage, and we'll heal a nation. And, you know, they say start at home. So we're starting right here in America. Let's talk about that.
You know, this is a very interesting topic because, first marriage began in the Garden of Eden. And it wasn't until the marriage began that the nation began. So even though Adam and Eve, God put them together to replenish the earth, and until they came together, there was no marriage and there was no nation. The breakdown of the marriage, the breakdown of the nation definitely has to do with the breakdown of the family that was originally put together in the Garden of Eden. And when we have families that are breaking down, then it weakens our nation because we're stronger together. Mm-hmm. We can't stand divided. United we stand, divided we fall. And when the nation started to break down, when the family started to break, no longer in the home, where we had single parent homes and the mom was raising the children, but she had to work, so really no one was raising the children. And, of course, the grandparents are not like they used to be back in the day because there was always a village to help raise the children. But now we have younger grandmothers who have no idea how to be a grandmother, let alone a mother in most cases, because they had children so young. So we have grandmothers now who are 30 years old. I think I became a grandmother at 31. And I had no idea. I was still having babies myself. I had a baby at 31. Or I think I became a grandmother at 30 or 31, something like that, but young. So that's not your typical age for a grandmother. You know, back in the older days, grandmothers were in their 60s, and I would say 50s because 50 seemed old back then. But 30, definitely not. So that's what we have now. That's the nation that we have, and this is what's raising our nation. But the children are not getting that village mentality because the family is broken down and the nation is being divided. And so we definitely have to heal the marriage. We got to bring marriages back. How about we just bring marriages back?
I agree, totally.
And that's a man and a woman.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, because there are some distinctions that need to be made clear. We have other callers, so I'm going to bring some in. I'm going to start with 702-587-6430. I see that we have you on the line. Good morning, good morning. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. Let's heal the marriage, and we'll heal a nation. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, okay.
Hello.
It must be me. Good.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Hi. Yes, I do.
Hello, Sister Kathy, First Lady Kathy, First Lady Susie. God bless you guys.
Hello,
I love you guys. Apostle Jerusha in New York now, or we was in the mountain, now we're in Jersey. Just coming down from a retreat. But I have to say I am blown away. I got you guys on speaker because my spiritual daughter and son just told them before God is has chosen them to heal the marriage and restore the original plan of marriage. Everything you just said, Sister Kathy, is what I said with them. So I put you guys on speaker so they can hear it. And they're a young couple. And so everything you're saying, I believe it's the revival that is going to be revived. It's going to start with the marriage because that is the church that Bible said in the last days, the gates of hell will not prevail against. It is the marriage. And this show today is definitely ordained by God because I can see it. Those that are the chosen few is to restore and awaken the bride, the Eve and the Adam, of the true purpose of the original family. And I'm just in awe right now. Yes.
Well, I tell you what, this is good because even on Friday the show that I have set up is going to be amazing. But we have another caller. We have another caller, 949-529-6999. Let's get you in on this. Let's heal the marriage and we'll heal the nation. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, good morning. This is Melody. I'm driving, so I hope I don't have a lot of static. Hello, good morning. I wanted to call in just to share my experience when actually through Miss Susie, where God told me to call my ex-husband. And although I felt and knew that, well, I felt that I wasn't at fault of the divorce for the longest time. In fact, we have three children, and through the divorce, my son was 6 months old, and now he's going to be 17. So during those times, we had no contact at all, and it was just a real turmoil between the two families where the kids were in the middle. So until the day that God told me through Miss Susie to call my ex-husband and just say sorry and forgive me, you know, for what I have done wrong. It took that long for him to realize and finally forgive me. And now I think timing is everything. God's timing is everything. And he knew that he had to put us back into a relationship where we're cordial with one another. And he's also doing that through my ex-husband's fiance. Her name is Paula. Where we're now coming together because our children are now going through their teenage years and they're going through some issues with being respectful of not calling in where they're at. They're great children. However, there's a lot of things that we need to set as house rules, and now we can do that as a family, although we're in two completely different households. So this just happened within the last 6 months. And I'm really glad it did because now we're all able to come together and, you know, become better parents for our children. They may not like it.
Praise God.
But it's absolutely something necessary. We don't want them to get into adulthood and not knowing how to treat us as parents. I think they can get away with everything, you know, so it's a blessing.
Wow. Well,
amen.
That's great to hear. Yeah, and again, it's exactly what you said. You know, even in right now, if there's so many twofold families that you end up having a situation where the children will play you against each other. And I'm really glad that you took the words of God and called, even if you didn't know or wasn't sure if you were at fault. It doesn't really matter. The fact is, just those few words make a difference, and it takes the sting out of it and allows you guys to come together and raise the children, a nation. It's, in our culture, they say it takes a nation. It takes a village to raise children. We have another caller, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm leaving all the lines open. I'm going to bring the other caller in. 513. Oh, wait a minute. No, we lost him. It looks like we lost one. Okay. Well, bottom line being, the whole thing being is that we are talking about let's heal the marriage and we'll heal a nation. And I'm so glad that I have each and every one of you on here. Jerusha, Apostle Jerusha, you were saying that you had your son and daughter in the Lord there. That's the Allens, if I'm correct. I'd like for you guys to speak on it because you're in marriage as well as in ministry, and both of you are pastors. Okay, I see our other caller came in. Let me bring the other caller in, and then I'm going to have two of you guys speak. Caller 513-571-6193. Who's calling? Hello? Okay, well, if you decide to speak, just kind of say hello and we'll be there. Okay, Allen, can you speak to us on that? Let's heal the marriage and we'll heal the nation. Speak to that.
Okay, I'm going to put Summer, our Minister Summer, on, and her husband, he may join afterwards. He's busy right now. Hold on.
All righty, great. Thank
hello.
You.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, hello,
hi.
Hello. We're talking today about healing the marriage and we'll heal a nation. Let's hear your thought pattern.
It's amazing because we were just speaking about that same subject, and my husband kind of blew us away with a revelation that he had got was about how, people speak about the woman being the weaker or lesser, vessel. And he was saying that God is infinite, and we all come from God, and that just like the Bible says that, that Jesus and the Holy Spirit, all of them were there in the beginning. So it's
right.
The same with man and woman. We were both there at the beginning, and that when we were pulled apart into two, we are still one because we are joined back together, and the two become one. So how can you say that two parts, how can one be lesser or weaker than the other? That's just like saying that God is lesser than himself or God that is weaker than himself. Man, yes, because all those parts are in him. So a man cannot look at a woman and say that that's like saying I'm lesser than myself or I'm weaker than myself. That's the true way and the true nature that you're supposed to have within the marriage. And if men return back to that ideal, then it can mend a marriage.
So you're basically
that's
saying...
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah. And the other part of that is to listen to what you just said. And area code 513-571-6193. When you're ready to chime in, just let us know. I have all the lines open because each one of us have a part of this. The one thing that you said there, in being considered the weaker vessel, it's almost kind of in a strange way. It's good because in that way, when God does use us, it shows up as more power a lot of times because they see us. A lot of people see women as less than. But the bottom line being is having two that walk together arm in arm in every situation. Like I was using the scenario of this plant, and I'm even looking at it now, and I'm looking at what the plant has done just by taking the hands and manipulating the roots. And when I say that, because I looked at it on YouTube, you're supposed to kind of twist your fingers around them to kind of stimulate them. Obviously, God is re-stimulating marriages, whether it's divorce, whether it's separation, and even the marriages that are together. God is he's rubbing his fingers together on and in relationship. He's re-tilling the soil. He's adding new soil because we had lost the power and all of the nutrition of the soil. And God is he's starting in America, obviously, because we're here and we're bringing about the conversation. Is there anyone that'd like to speak to that now? We have like 10 minutes left, and I want to let everybody have an opportunity. Minister Keith Allen, are you there?
No, not right now. He's working at home, so he's not here yet. But
okay.
If he comes, I'll let you know.
Okay, that's fine. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to that? Apostle Jerusha, you're married. Let's talk about that.
Well, first of all, let me say this. I was just sharing this with while we was at this retreat at Mount Gilead, which is a whole other thing. I kept getting going up the mountain, seed, soil, and fire. And I told Minister Summer about it. And then I ended up doing a
Hello,
worship
you
flag. And can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay, you keep going in and out, so I think you're in a spot. You need to get somewhere.
Can you hear me now?
Now?
I'm sitting down. Let me go outside.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me go outside.
Yeah.
Okay, the seed and the soil and the fire is what I kept getting coming up the mountain of Gilead when we were going up for the women's retreat. And then I realized that you need soil. The soil is, I'm going to take it back to the word, the soil is the garden of Eden, the garden, before it was any seed planted. And the seed, it represents the seed of the family. The seed starts first with Adam, and then the second seed is Eve. And then the rest of the seeds are the family. But all of those seeds have to be connected to the garden of the tree of life. The tree of life is the woman. The woman is the carrier of all seeds of life. And her roots grow deep. So what are you saying? In order for this revival that God has been telling me for years that's going to take place, the only way it's going to take place is the seed reconnecting with the source of life, which is the tree of life, and being back in the garden. That is the family, the original plan that God had planned for family. And if the nation, everything is going to be benefit from it when the family is renewed. Now, one thing God told me to tell Keith in some of this last days that he has preserved, he has picked out certain families to restore the family. And the gates of hell will not prevail against him. God has handpicked certain people to be married, and they've gone through many tests and trials, and the winds of hell have tried to break us up, even me. Okay, but I stood my ground because the word was spoken in me. Not that I'm all of that, but the word and the rhema word was spoken in me that I had to stay connected to the seed, because in Revelation 12 and 13, it said the serpent was after the woman, the tree of life, to beguile what? Her seed. Her seed is her husband, the seed of her children. She is the root. And so if the root stays planted, how the Bible says a tree is planted by a river, unmovable and unshakable, then the winds and the storms may come, the temptations and all these things may come, looking like it's trying to attack her to remove her out of position so it can go after the seed of her family. You see?
Wow. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
So for you guys to be talking about this today is a confirmation, but it's also is connecting the roots. It's connecting the tree of the womb of woman together, confirming that we are powerful. The Bible says when you're weak, you're made strong. So when they say that we're weak, the woman's a weaker vessel. And even in the world, I was just telling Summer and Keith, the world takes the word of God and distorts it and says, you teach your boys to be stronger than the women. The women are weaker, and they treat women bad, some people, you know, cultures. But in reality, when the Bible said we were weak, he meant that we were sensitive like the Holy Spirit. We're sensitive easily to grieve the Holy Spirit, grieve her. You're easy to hurt her. But at the same time, when we're weak, we're made strong. We are the strength of the family. We are the healers of a nation.
Yes.
And we must stand our ground so our roots are spread and that we can reunite what God intended for the original family.
Wow. Yeah. You
so
know what's really strange?
We
when you said you were talking about fire. Yeah. Well, you were talking
what
about
were
the fire, Jerusha. And the funny thing was, you know, I think about, remember the one time we saw Dad that time in the backyard, and he used to set the grass on fire. And then he would go out there and he would get a big old part of the tree and he would beat the ground. Now, we thought he was losing his mind. Our dad had lost his mind. What are you out there whipping the ground for? But what he was doing was tilling the ground. He was turning the soil over. And it goes back to even what the Bible says. You are to plant and you're supposed to reap from one side, rest that land, the land on the other side. And then the following, I think it's the following 7 years, you plant on the other side, and those everything that you planted becomes strong and is able to suffice. Then you burn the other side that land can rest. So in a way, I'm just going to say this, and I mean this from my heart. Marriages that have broken up, or marriages that have been twisted or removed from each other, it was burn up, giving the relationship time to heal from all the crap it had gone through. That the land in marriages now is in the process, that the everything that has been used for the last 7 years, now God can, the seeds that have been planted on that other side are flourishing, they're getting to a strong part where their roots are strong, and the marriage can be reunited. And it seems as though, right now I'm looking and there's six of us on this line. And with the six of us that are putting our words out into the atmosphere, and I know it had to have been God because I'm not this profound, but the bottom line being, you would not have spoken of writing this down, write it down, make it plain, hello, if you had not written it down and used it in your conference. But outside of that, this is what God is calling it to. It's very strange, too, that this is almost at the end of the Obamas in the White House. What did she do in the White House? She went and planted a garden. What did she do? She planted marriage in that garden and then began to tell people how to eat. But in her telling them how to eat, the main thing was their marriage has planted very deep soil. And even if you go back to what the White House was, who built it, who has maintained it, slaves and all of that, bottom line being the roots are so strong that before they walk out of there, they've already planted new seed and they've already, I mean, new roots, that the seeds and the flourish of everything around there, even if they try to uproot it because of them not liking the Obamas, if they uproot that garden, it doesn't really matter. The bottom line being those roots will travel underground and heal a nation. Let's see. Caller 513-571-6193. Do you have anything you'd like to say, or are you just going to be a listener?
No, this is Apostle Brooks. I'm just listening and observing. Bless all of you. Oh, God bless you. First, my phone was disconnected, so I wasn't able to get on. I tried to reconnect, and I was having problems. But I've listened to Apostle Jerusha and Pastor Keith and Pastor Summers and all of you and First Lady Kathy and yourself. Everything you all saying is
Apostle.
Definitely on time. Good morning. Good morning to all of you all. You're definitely on time. What Pastor Keith said is the revelatory thought of the mind of God. Because she's called the weaker vessel, it's taken from the El Shaddai, which is the feminine side of God. It don't mean she's treated less than, she's treated with balance as a weaker vessel. God cannot have two pieces of steel together. If you do, you never have femininity. So he made one masculine, one feminine. The feminine side of God is El Shaddai, which is not weaker, but softer. And it makes balance. There's a book out called A Man of Steel and Velvet. In other words, men cannot always be all steel. We have to be soft so that we can cater to the weaker side of us, which is the woman. So all of what you're saying is definitely on target. I mean, it's an honor because this is what the nation is right now. Marriages are breaking up, totally destroyed. They're trying to make two-sex, same marriage. The world is headed for the last day, and we really don't have long left on this earth, to be honest about it. If you study the scriptures, Solomon Gomorrah was the last time or the last sin that God tolerated, and that's where we are now. As it was in the days of Noah,
yeah,
so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Here's where we are. And marriages that's going to survive or be reconciled back to God is going to be on assignment for family's sake. Families are definitely lost because headships is gone. Mothers trying to play fathers in a role. Fathers trying to be mothers. We're in trouble. This world is in trouble. But listen to me carefully. When you deal with the word marriage, it started in heaven, actually, for maras, which means that God had married or relationship with angels. And the angels fell apart because Lucifer, with his pride, exalted himself. Watch what the scripture said. The kingdom of God suffered violently, and violently we have to take it back by force. Well, if heaven went under seas of violence, then that seas of violence is in the earth. We're going to have to take our relationships back. The young lady that spoke about her and her husband being reconciled with the children's sake, that's a blessing because we're going to have to kick back if the next generation is going to even talk about marriages. And the scriptures tell us that young
women
refuse the marriage now. They're refusing to marry because of wantonness, the lust of the world. People are refusing to give up their rights now. So they don't want relationships in order of the ordinance of God. They will want them, but not according to God's way. So this is a powerful subject you're dealing with. First Lady Susie, this should go on, just me speaking, for the next 2 months, because people need to hear this, what you all are saying. It is very powerful. I commend you because this is a divine thing of God. God bless you. I'm through talking.
Well, thank you. Well, you know what? We're at the end of our show, and we have already committed ourselves. Lady Kathy and I spoke last night. We have committed ourselves to a series of this, and tell everybody you know. Let them call in. Let them listen. I'm even looking right now on my board. Lady Kathy and I look at the board, and we can see there are many of you that are out there listening, and you don't call in. It's okay. As long as you are hearing, I mean really hearing, there's a healing still taking place. This is First Lady's Blog Talk Radio, and I tell you, this is amazing. This is exactly where God wants us. This is what this show is all about, to be transparent, to be able to share. And Lady Kathy and I, we dialogue before we do these things. So it's not something that's happensack or that we're doing just to do something. It's for the health and the healing, not only for First Ladies and the marriages and the nation, but healing spiritually, physically, and financially without sorrow. Again, this is First Lady's Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization. We deal directly with anything that is traumatic to you, be it the loss of a marriage, loss of a child, loss of a home, a job, whatever it is. Although it was established on suicide, let's take back the nation. Also, we have Destined for Glory Ministry. Lady Kathy, I'll let you do that. You do it well. The name of your ministry, where you are, the phone number, would you please?
Yes, that's Destined for Glory World Outreach Ministries, where the pastor is Pastor Tony Howard. And we're located right at 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 891-11 o'clock a.m. on Sunday and Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Bible study. Please come on and join us.
I'd like to thank each one of our callers. You are very important to what it is that we do. We ask that you call us again, and you can come in and join us anytime. We're here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30 Pacific time. Your words can only be written on the tablet if we hear your voice. Join us again. We also have a Twitter, First Ladies. We also have a Facebook, First Ladies. Join us. Have an amazing day. And thank you. See you on Friday, 10:30. Have a great day. God bless you. And thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER.